San Francisco-based Marcus Shelby holds many titles. He's a composer, a bassist, an educator, just to name a few. His latest composition, Beyond the Blues, a prison oratorio, is about the persistence of the prison industrial complex. KALW's Jen Chien spoke with Marcus Shelby about how he uses the blues as both a form and a concept.
The thing about the blues is this really interesting way of combining tragedy and triumph. It's combining something that looks completely horrible and ugly, but finding this sort of fluid and sparkling optimism or hope.
And beauty.
Or beauty. Mm. It's kind of equivalent to the Greek tragedy. You know, you have the two masks, the happy mask, which is triumph, and the sad mask, which is tragedy. The blues is America's sort of form of that. And that's why many blues songs, maybe like Bessie Smith might sing about a horrible flood, backwater blues. But when you listen to the music, there's this sort of upbeat and sparkling optimism about it that is occurring through not only the piano playing, but Bessie Smith's, the way that she sings.
Then trouble taking place in the lowlands at night.
The inflections and the blues shouting and the way that she phrases. It makes you forget about that flood and think about what you're going to do once the flood's over. And so if I was to kind of tie those songs back to the oratorio that we're going to perform and that I'm creating, it's really kind of investigating songs like that throughout history that have been about the prison experience. And
you've been researching that kind of genre of music.
Researching that genre of music, but also researching the social, political elements of that music that impacted the communities at the time. So it wasn't just entertainment, but it was actually used as a life force, particularly for Black women, for self-expression in the 20s. And so that's one part of it. The other one was the prison experience was a big part of the civil rights movement. Many young people were jailed for conducting sit-ins or marching or protesting or just being Black. You know, they were being jailed. And so once incarcerated, these young people sang songs, and these songs helped them to keep their sanity, maintain their spirit, and also to get messages and the plan, strategy, and to put a face on the enemy. Oh, Pritchett, Oh, Kelly is one of those songs. And that's really about the police commissioner and the mayor of a Georgia town that was orchestrated this massive incarceration of young people.
You're folding some of these songs actually into your composition for the prison oratorio.
Oh, yeah. So it's a historical viewpoint. And then some of the other pieces deal. There's a song that I rearranged, a song by Charles Mingus called Remember Rockefeller at Attica, which was about the prison riot. I believe it was 1973. And this was a horrible incident. I think nine people were killed during this. It was completely handled incorrectly. Mm-hmm. And the result after that, we saw just an increase of these tough on crime laws. Mm-hmm. Tough on
crime. Supermax prisons.
Supermax prisons. Private prisons came later. California, we had our three strikes law. This has done horrible damage to the potential and worth of many people, and particularly young people, and in particularly nonviolent drug offenders who have seen their entire lives behind bars. And so Charles Mingus addressed this incident in 1973. This is one of our pieces that I rearranged. And then some of the music is also original.
And I'm speaking with Marcus Shelby, band leader, bassist, and composer from San Francisco. The youth in the Juvenile Justice Center, you've mm-hmm. been going in regularly every mm-hmm. month. I'm wondering what have you been learning as you've been going in there
with
them?
Well, the first thing I learned is that they're not that much different than me, than young people who never find themselves in that situation. Some of these kids have just been caught up in this system that has trapped them. The school-to-prison pipeline is vicious, you know? And so What I'm seeing is that these young people, in some cases, have been caught in that system, in that trap, particularly if they're in a traumatized environment. So combating that trauma with positive activities, sports, music, and then tying that to something, you know, really soulful, like the ancestors that came before them that did really noble things. So when I go to this juvenile hall, you know, it's 99% Black and Latino, maybe one white kid, but mostly Black and Latino. But when I go in there, I talk about people like Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King, Cesar Chavez, Tupac Shakur, people who they identify with in some cases, but also people who have used their prison experience, like Malcolm X, and then Dr. Martin Luther King when he was in Birmingham, to do some really profound things, educate themselves, write, and to, in some cases, reevaluate what they're doing in life.
And do you talk to them about the blues also?
Oh, absolutely. So one big figure is Louis Armstrong, who discovered the trumpet while he was in juvenile hall, at the Color Waves home when he was 12 years old.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. You know, and so in many cases, I connect these young people to Louis Armstrong and said Louis Armstrong was sitting where you were when he was your age. He was 12 years old. And he was there until he was 14 in Louisiana, in New Orleans. And it was there that he first started playing the drums, and then he was given a cornet. And he fell in love with it, and he found his possibilities through art and music through that instrument. And he's gone on to become our most influential musician and singer.
I'll be carried to the new jail tomorrow, leaving my poor darling alone with the cold prison bars all around me and my head on a pillow of stone. Robert.
I'm not a psychiatrist or a therapist, so or a counselor. So I just really try to listen to them and treat them with the type of dignity and respect that we all want to, and to really listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
So when they do their poems or their rap, you know, sometimes it's violent, sometimes it's really graphic, but
that's their expression.
But they get it out.
And that's
they get it out.
If you
never
life.
Let them get it out. So when they finish, you know, sometimes I have musicians with me, or it's just me. I'll analyze what they did. I'll talk about the rhythm. I'll talk about if there was harmonic elements to their expression. I'll talk about inflection or improvisation or melodic, anything that will get them thinking about their craft. You know, the content I can't control, so I'm not even going to try to control that. I will always try to fill their mental cups with positive stories. But they'll have to come to that conclusion. I'm not going to censor them,
mm-hmm.
because everyone's been censoring them their entire lives. So once they get it out, then I think they can start thinking about how they can build as opposed to destroy.